Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask. I mean, before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals.
It looks more like his wires have been crossed.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You're asking somebody who's at the hardware store working there or in a retail or a grocery store to make the judgment on who's vaccinated, who's not. We're just not ready yet.
Not ready? It has to be ready. What business are you running here?
Now, all of a sudden, you're saying to them, well, you know what? We're going to allow some people in there who might not be vaccinated, and they might not need to wear a mask. And you're seeing that people don't necessarily want to go back to work who are in the lower income sectors. This is just one more reason for them not to want to go back to work.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And we got a lot to get to this hour. We're going to be joined by a candidate for governor in Georgia in the at the bottom of the hour. And we're also going to be talking about the southern border crisis in about an hour and a half with Tom Homan. And I'll give you the examples of give you two things we're going to be talking with Homan about. Sex offenders surge into U.S. amid wave of illegal immigration. They're only committing the sex crimes Americans can't be bothered committing, as to paraphrase George W. Bush. And the other headline, AOC, dozens of House Dems cite racial reckoning to oppose targeting gang members for deportation. So in other words, I guess if you're a Chinese or a Nigerian or an Irish fentanyl dealer, you're in the country illegally, you can still be deported, but you can't be deported if you're an illegal alien from south of the border down Mexico way. Is that right? Is that the way it's going to work? Is that the way the squad wants it to work? 844-500-4242. This is a weird story in the New York Times yesterday. I just wanted to mention it briefly. A guy named Joe Glickman. Whenever he heads out for groceries, he places an N95 mask over his face and tugs a cloth mask on top of it. Then he pulls on a pair of goggles. He has used this safety protocol for the last 14 months. It did not change after he contracted the coronavirus last November. It didn't budge when, earlier this month, he became fully vaccinated. So he's had the virus and he's been fully vaccinated, but he won't take off the mask and he wears two masks and he has a pair of goggles. In fact, he said he plans to do the grocery double run masked and goggled for at least the next 5 years. 5 years. He is a professional photographer and musician from Albany, New York. A musician. Do you think he's going to be spending a lot of time in bars wearing his goggles and his double mask, even though he's been vaccinated and he's had the coronavirus? What is he afraid of?
To paraphrase Little Lena's in Smoking the Bandit, looks like a photographer and an out-of-work bum look a lot alike, Daddy.
In interviews, vaccinated people who continue to wear masks said they are increasingly under pressure, especially in recent days. Friends and family have urged them to relax or even have suggested that they are paranoid. I think that's a very apt suggestion that they are paranoid. And I love the fact, too, that they're making it out like the people who want to keep wearing masks and staring at people who don't wear masks are somehow the victims here. They're turning it all around like the Democrats have been doing ever since Donald Trump was elected. They're projecting their behavior onto other people. 844-500-4242. Let me read you a text. It's kind of lengthy, but it's pretty interesting. 774. I was shopping at BJ's last night south of Boston, and a young guy, maybe in his late 20s, was pushing a cart down the aisle, maskless. I went over and asked him out of curiosity if the store employee said anything to him. He said, yeah, but he ignores him, and then they leave him alone. I asked what he would do if they stopped him at the register, and he said he would just leave his stuff in the cart and leave. He said he believes the whole mask thing is a bleeping joke. I said I agreed with him, but I don't have the nerve to walk around maskless until the stores allow it. I guess I'm not willing to push the issue, however. When the stores allow maskless shopping, I will no longer wear a mask in stores. The only places I wear a mask are in businesses that require it. When leaving the store, I asked the guy checking my receipt, because that's what they do at the big, at those big discount places, what the mask policy was. He said his manager instructed him to leave maskless people alone and that there was nothing they can do because these people are shopping for food. Things are looking better. Yeah, they are. They'll be looking better, even better, though, when you're able not to worry about it, and you'll see more than one person or a handful of people in the stores with no masks.
So did you end up going to Market Basket over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
I did go out. I didn't go to any grocery stores, but I went maskless shopping.
And nothing happened?
Nothing happened.
Yeah. I may have to go to Market Basket on Saturday, and then I'll let you know what happens. I'm going to try to go in maskless. It's, you know, technically it's still, you know, we're still in the period, the period between the armistice with Massachusetts and COVID-19 takes effect on May 29th. It takes effect today in Rhode Island, tomorrow in New York, and 10 days from now in Massachusetts. Go figure. Go figure. I want to play one cut before we go back to the phone lines, though, from Fauci. And again, this is the guy who said last year no masks were necessary. Then he said one mask was necessary. Then he said two masks were better than one. And then he said he was all in on not making anyone wear a mask indoors if they'd been vaccinated. And then a day later, he went on a TV show and said that kids should wear masks inside or outside, I believe. And so this was his, if you don't like his opinion on masks or vaccinations, it's like Mark Twain said of weather in New England, just wait 5 minutes and you'll have a different answer. So this was his answer this morning on Good Morning America about why he wore masks indoors after it was clear it was ridiculous. Cut 7.
Well, you know, George, I'm obviously careful because, I mean, I'm a physician and a healthcare provider. I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask. I mean, before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals. But being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low. And that's the reason why in indoor settings now, I feel comfortable about not wearing a mask because I'm fully vaccinated.
Basically, he feels fully comfortable because he's a Democrat. And his Democrat master, Dementia Joe Biden, decided that he needed to change the subject from gas lines, inflation, a lousy jobs report, war in the Mideast, and the pipeline situation to something else. So they decided to say you could not have to wear masks anymore.
But that's strange. Yesterday, I believe, he was seen outside by a couple of new graduates in D.C., and he was wearing a mask outside. And then Biden yesterday, he gave the speech to, quote, clear up confusion over the mask policies, yet he wears a mask indoors at this giant auto manufacturing facility today. He put a mask on outside on the tarmac with his wife. What, to quote Joe Biden, what are we doing?
Come on, man. That's a bunch of malarkey. Why don't you step in front of that F-150? He'll floor it for asking questions like that. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, listen, I got basically a two-part question. About 30 years ago, I got a flu shot. Almost killed me. So I'm not going to take this COVID thing, and I never had COVID, and I don't see a reason to do it. I didn't start wearing masks till the stores told you to do it. The other question I had was with Joe Biden going to the Ford plant with the electric cars. Does Joe Biden even know how electricity is produced?
No, the short answer is no. He doesn't know how it's produced. He doesn't know how anything is produced. He's totally clueless, as you can see. I mean, and he gets away with it because he's a Democrat, and he's always gotten away with it. He's always been protected, and it doesn't matter what he does, whatever Tara Reid accuses him of doing. He can make any kind of wild accusations about the guy who struck his wife and killed his wife when she ran a stoplight or a red light. And he could accuse him of drunk driving, even though he was stone cold sober. He can do anything he wants. He can lie.
Come on, man.
He can lie after about his grandpop being in the coal mines, as he did again today, after he's admitted there was no truth to it years earlier. He can get away with anything.
You're a lying dog faced pony soldier.
Sorry. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Howie, I got two inquiries. One, what have the congressional people in Massachusetts been doing for the last year and a half? And second, that lady that worked for the health department went to Hawaii this winter.
Oh, in Boston.
To take care of her dad.
Yes, in Boston. Yeah, she works for the health commission. She makes $130,000, and she telecommutes from Hawaii. That's a long way away, isn't it, Alan?
And they allow that? The state allows people to do that?
She claims, and I don't know what's happened to it recently, but she claimed that she offered to resign when she moved to Hawaii, and they told her, oh, don't bother to resign. You can stay. You know, they give cops trouble because they don't follow the residency requirement. They get a mattress address, they call it, in the city, and they actually live in the suburbs. And they're after, I think they're after the suspended police commissioner right now for living in Randolph, even though he's still on the payroll, I guess. But that's, they get a lot of grief. But this woman that lives in Hawaii now gets to stay working for the health, I think it's the public health commission is what they call it. Thanks for the call, Alan. Different rules for different people, right? When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, including Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers. And all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have. And it's free to use. That's what I did. I'm not real handy on a computer, as most of you know, but it was easy for me to put in my information from my then insurance company. And it only took a couple of minutes, and within another short amount of time, I had quotes from about six or seven other insurance companies. And I realized how much I was overpaying. I'd been overpaying for years. I just never bothered to check. I just paid the premiums. The agency had changed hands over and over again, and I'd never done anything about it. It was foolish. Don't make the same mistake I did, because I ended up saving over $600 on my car insurance. You can save probably a like amount or even better. Gabby customers save on average $961 per year, and it's not just for car insurance. It's for home insurance, renter's insurance, business insurance, all kinds of insurance. So the more types of insurance you put in, the more money you're going to save. And Gabby will never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test as I did mine. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. Go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I trusted Perfect Smiles with my smile, and so did the mailroom manager. PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should airlines weigh passengers?
Yes, and I'm being accused of being a hypocrite because I used to be fat, and I would have done badly in the weigh-in.
But I didn't accuse you. I just asked the question.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't accuse me. But the texters picked up on the implications of the question, shall we say?
61% say no, they shouldn't be weighed.
61% don't mind crashing into a field somewhere or the ocean. Because there was too many fat people on the plane. That's crazy. Let's play Biden cut number 12.
It's not that China's battery technology is that much more innovative than anyone else's.
That's technology to you, by the way. It's not technology. It's technology. 844-500-4242. And cut number 18.
Biggest secret we have, the American worker. Not a joke.
Not a joke. Joke, 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 joke. Not a joke. Joke, joke, joke. Could someone give the president a cough drop, please? A Luden or a Smith Brothers, either one. Cut 10.
So not the battery for the 150, F-150.
John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
You need that same mindset today. You have to look forward.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Sorry, I kept hearing the feedback. So I had a question about, now that there's a lot of places that are trying to make sure that you're vaccinated and stuff like that, do you think there's going to be a lot of lawsuits for people that aren't vaccinated, like discrimination lawsuits?
Well, I mean, do you really think people that aren't vaccinated are going to be discriminated against? I mean, you can kind of just, I don't think they're going to ask for your papers. Although the mailroom manager today, she was at she likes to go to this yoga place, and they say they're going to ask her for her vaccination card, her passport, so to speak. I mean, I don't know how they can get away with that, though, John.
Your papers, please.
A lawsuit, I would think.
I don't. There are going to be some lawsuits here, but I don't know if you can. I don't know if anyone's going to be able to sue for getting the virus, because it's your choice to get the vaccination, isn't it? I mean, it's free, so you know, and you don't. I don't think you need an ID. I mean, initially you needed an ID to go in there, and you know, when it was just starting out and it was just for older people. But now, I mean, if you're on any kind of insurance program, if you have any kind of relationship with a drugstore, a pharmacy, they're going to be sending you invitations to come and get it, to just walk in the door. I don't know, John. That's a good question. I wish I knew the answer to that. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Howie. Have you been through Newton lately?
Just on the outskirts. What's going on?
I cannot drive by a supermarket or wherever. People are walking up and down residential streets, no one around. They're wearing masks, more people than not. The other day, over the weekend, I saw a kid, 9, 10 years old, and he's riding his bike in circles around one of those cul-de-sacs.
Yeah.
By himself, wearing a mask.
But I mean, isn't it?
People are insane.
I mean, the more woke community is, the more likely they are to have bought into this mask cult, right? I mean, Newton, you would think with Newton, of course, is going to be more masked up than Waltham, say, isn't it?
Yeah. I go back and it's true. Yeah, when I go through, for example, on my way to Waltham today, I went to the Market Basket. By the way, they are still wearing masks there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's fewer there. I go back and forth. One more thing. Are people just trying to be, you know, righteous?
I think that would be a good point. Are they being more righteous or are they really frightened? Like people who read The Globe or watch Channel 5, they're scared out of their wits. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You have to give the Washington Post credit when they commit a random act of journalism, as Rush Limbaugh used to say. But there was a guy, remember after the Charlottesville situation, and it was, you know, the racist stuff and tearing down the statues and all that. And remember they asked there was a guy, he was an Asian American football play-by-play guy for ESPN, and his name was Robert Lee. Remember this? And they told him, you can't work the game in Virginia this year because your name's Robert Lee. And he said, my great-great-grandfather was not the general of the Army of Northern Virginia. They didn't care. They didn't care. Just let him go. They didn't let him go. They just transferred him to some Midwestern game because they couldn't have a guy named Robert Lee working the game. Well, there was another guy who emerged in the aftermath of that, the Reverend Robert W. Lee. And he was a minister in North Carolina. And he went to the MTV Video Music Awards after Charlottesville. My name is Robert Lee the Fourth. I am a descendant of Robert E. Lee, the Civil War general whose statue was at the center of violence in Charlottesville. We have made my ancestor an idol of white supremacy, racism, and hate. I'm just going on. And this is what Robert W. Lee said. As a pastor, it is my moral duty to speak out against racism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So shortly thereafter, he resigned and became just a national media figure, probably paid better than being the pastor at a regular church in North Carolina. He was invited onto The View. He wrote an op-ed piece for The Washington Post after George Floyd died. He was invited to speak before Congress to urge lawmakers to remove Confederate monuments. Do you see where the story's going? He's no relation to Robert E. Lee any more than the Asian announcer on ESPN. And oddly enough, it was the Washington Post that did the research. Glenn Kessler, of all people, the guy who has put out false news himself about the fake ad about Donald Trump's father running for mayor of New York way back. There is no evidence that Rob Lee, who was born in North Carolina, is related to Robert E. Lee. We were aided. So they got a guy, a retired Los Angeles lawyer who was like a Civil War genealogist, and they got an official at Stratford Hall, the ancestral home of the Robert E. Lee real family, and they could find no reference to this guy. He's actually a descendant of Robert S. Lee, who served in the Confederate Army but was not its famous leader. So this was Robert S. Lee's response. The erstwhile great-great-great-great-grandson of Robert E. Lee. Why the Post is so focused on my heritage and lineage while not focusing on the issues of the statue at hand is beyond me. All right. 844-500-4242. So Phil Murphy is the one guy who's he's more dead ender as governor than Charlie Parker is, and they're from the same high school, the same college, but he is also saying that he's never going to do away with the mandate apparently, and we've got him here, and of course he's got this is the old excuse here. How many times? Stop me if you've heard this one before. Cut number 10.
If we can save only one more life by waiting a couple of weeks longer, I'll sign up for that.
If we could only save one more life. This was a guy who, during the riots last year after George Floyd died, he was out in front of the governor's mansion or the state capitol in Trenton with no mask on, with all the demonstrators, the protesters, the rioters, whatever you want to call them. Cut 9.
We're just not ready yet. We've been clobbered not once, but twice. We've lost over 26,000 people. We know the virus is more lethal indoors. And you're asking somebody who's at the hardware store working there or in a retail or a grocery store to make the judgment on who's vaccinated, who's not. We're not there yet. We're close. I think we're, within a matter of weeks of getting to a better place.
we only need 15 more days to flatten the curve. That's all we need. Remember when they said that 15 days? That how many? That was 400 plus days ago. We needed 15 more days. Now Murphy, you can believe Murphy was lying then, but he's telling the truth now. He only needs two more weeks, and then the state will be wide open. 844-500-4242. Maureen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maureen.
Hi, Howie. I don't know if you remember me calling a couple of weeks ago about the outdoor track athletes needing to wear the masks.
Oh, yes.
During the races.
Yes.
So we finally got the update today that they can be competing in their races without the masks on. So I'm at a track meet with my son's team in Western Massachusetts, and all of the kids are out there without their masks on. It's a glorious thing.
It is. It's a really nice thing. You know, but, you know, we're getting mixed messages here. You know, like I just got this, another text came in. Just drove from Alabama to Maine, went into a mass service plaza, sans mask, and immediately was screamed at. I thought the torches and clubs were next. I kept going, used the restroom, and left. The South is wide open. Maine and Massachusetts are still closed and muzzled. Well, I mean, it's going to we have to wait until May 29th. So, someone just also texted me. He said he works at the Market Basket in Waltham where I shop. And he said that they've told him as of May 29th, you don't have to wear a mask. So I guess I would still be in a jam this Saturday, Taylor, if I go.
I don't think they're going to bother you.
I mean, they know me in there.
Yeah,
right?
They know you in there.
Do you know who I am? I wouldn't say that, but they know who I am.
Do you know who I am?
844-500-4242-508. Whatever happened to flattening the curve? It's still going. Didn't you just hear Murphy, the governor? He needs just two more weeks. Just give him another two more. These people sound like Lyndon Johnson in 1968. My fellow Americans, America cannot be a helpless, pitiful giant. We only need 40,000 more troops to turn the tide. Thank you, my fellow Americans. And then a month later, it asked for 30,000 more. I mean, don't these people understand who they sound like? Or do they care? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, thanks. Hey, listen, I got two quick questions. This commitment by the feds to make all federal vehicles electric.
Yes.
Do these morons even know how many vehicles are in the federal fleet? I mean, this is crazy. And number two, here's the biggest question. When does Joe Biden's gas guzzling green vet go on the auction block? Because I got some guys interested.
Oh, that's right. That one that he's had his picture taken in with it. Mike, what I want to know is, do they know what carbon-free really means? That means that you would be relying on solar, wind, and dare I say it, nuclear power in 14 years. Some of these people want carbon-free, they claim, by 2035. It's not possible, Mike, is it?
No, it's not. But I want to know when the bet goes on the block. I got some guys, I got some motorheads interested in this.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Don't forget what color that vet is. Hunter green.
Yes, I know. I prefer to call it monkey vomit green. Eric, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Howie. Call from Virginia Beach. Hey, they just lifted the mask mandate down here.
Yeah.
I went to Target to pick up some stuff. Everyone is still wearing masks. I was the only one in the store not wearing a mask.
This is
insane.
This is in Tidewater, Virginia. Isn't that supposed to be the more conservative part? That's where Stroke said he could smell the Trump supporters, right? And they're still wearing masks?
I've been here for about 5 years now, and it is definitely not as conservative as people think at all.
But Target, the governor removed the mandate, the Klan hood wearing, blackface wearing governor removed the mandate. Target has removed the mandate. Eric, why is anyone wearing a mask at Target?
Howie, they're losing their minds everywhere. I walk in, I'm looked at like a pariah. They look at me like I've got three heads walking through Target trying to get my son a toy that he just broke today. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Ah, oh, this is just, I don't know. We need, forget the infrastructure bill. We need billions for deprogramming programs. We got to get these people back to normal. I don't know what's wrong with them. Eric's right. Ryan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, Howie?
Hey, good.
Program.
Thank you.
I was just mostly commenting. I live in Maine, and my family, we've been going out and about since day one of this COVID stuff. We've been all over the state, and it was mostly on a comment someone made earlier about how it's pretty much been a big hoop-de-loo or whatever you want to call it there about the masks and everything. We've been everywhere from OB all the way to Universal, Canobie Lake, right in the middle of everything, and haven't even got the sniffles or anything.
Yeah.
And
Ryan, I don't think, is anybody really worried about getting sick? Or is this just some kind of social submission that it's just something that you have to do to show that you're part of the team, the deep state team? I haven't heard anybody say they're worried about getting sick lately. Why would you be? There were zero deaths in Texas 2 days ago. There was one death in Massachusetts. What's the problem? I mean, guess what, snowflakes? You're never going to get out of this world alive, as Hank Williams Sr. once said. No matter how much I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. There's a lot of Hank Williams music that really is appropriate for this occasion. And the other song of his that's really appropriate is Mind Your Own Business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I don't think there's going to be any freedom, real freedom in Massachusetts. Maybe scattered freedom, but until May 29th. It's they're going to hang on. It's like the Alamo. Or Beaugest, you know, or Dien Phu, you know, they're propping up the bodies on the parapets, and putting the guns in to try to hold off the hordes of deplorables who don't want to wear masks. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, Howie. So first of all, I'm in food service, and a lot of people know who I am.
Yes.
So I go along to get along, and
yeah.
I was at, I'm going to say it, Hannaford Supermarket, and just down the street from Market Basket. Now, Hannaford is a Maine company.
Right.
I was standing there talking to a friend. We both had our masks just below our noses. We were trying to fool everybody by still having them on, and this Hannaford worker came by and said, "You don't have your mask on. Put your mask on over your nose." I said, "Are you serious?" "I am." "Put your mask on over your nose." I said, "Are you the mask police?" People around us kind of laughed about it, but seriously, employees of a grocery store are now being the mask police. I can't wait for the 29th.
Don't you think he's a vigilante, Lee? I mean, I don't think his boss really expected him to hassle a paying customer, do you?
Well, I think you're right. And you know what? Because people know who I am, I didn't want to say, "Could you go get your boss or the manager?"
You know who I am.
So I just eventually, well, when he stood there, he didn't leave until mm-hmm. we were going to comply. So
You know, I got nothing against Hannaford, Lee, but if I had a Hannaford and a Market Basket in the same location, it would be a cold day in hell before you ever saw me in that Hannaford.
I like them both, and I go to them both, and they have the nicest workers. I have friends in both places, but whoever gave the order, or maybe he is a vigilante, you know, I was so glad with the announcement after the 29th.
Yeah.
I still have to take a lot of precautions because you want your customers to feel safe, and
I understand.
That's how I feel.
I understand totally, Lee. And, you know, we get the VIPs in here, and any of the VIPs who wanted to wear a mask, we told them, feel free. It's 0 for 6. I'm assuming tomorrow will be 0 for 6. I'm assuming Thursday will be 0 for 6. 844-500-4242. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I'm up here in New Hampshire, and we have a, like your last caller, we have a Hannaford's and a Market Basket. Me and my husband have never once, ever, throughout this whole thing, worn a mask. I do everything that I've been doing other than, you know, my business being destroyed. But I've not changed one aspect of my life, and I've never worn a mask anywhere. But what I'm watching, now, our mask mandates dropped a week and 2 weeks ago.
Right.
But I'm still surrounded, it's amazing, by everybody in masks. And this is New Hampshire.
Yeah, I know. A lot of the cities, especially in the southern part of New Hampshire, have still decided to go with it. I mean, let's be honest, Maria. I mean, southern New Hampshire is overrun with people they call you-know-what holes, right? And people like that, they still want to go along with the panic, don't they?
Well, I'm up in Londonderry, and Londonderry voted for Trump. We're pretty red.
Yeah.
All of our reps are Republicans. Londonderry goes red, but we're still surrounded by, you know, I just, like I told your call screener, I said, you know, it took 5 minutes to convince people to put these on. But what is it going to take a year to convince them to take them off?
I know. Well, that guy that was in the New York Times story the other day that I was just reading about, he says he's had the vaccinations and he's had COVID, and he says he's not going to take it off for 5 years. What exactly is he afraid of? Seriously. I mean, you know, you could be killed by one of those, by some of that falling space debris too, but that doesn't mean you're not ever going to go outside again, right? I mean, you could be killed driving home tonight. You probably have a better chance of being killed driving home tonight than you do of dying of COVID-19, especially if you've been vaccinated. But nobody's stopping driving their cars, are they? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.